I think we've got more in this session than we did the last session.
我想我们这堂课来的人比上堂课更多，人在成长。
A miracle, multiplication.
哇，是五饼二鱼越来越多。
Romans chapter 10 verse 17.
罗马书十章二十七节，我们再读一遍我们经文。
So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
可见信道是从听道而来，听道是从基督的话来的。
We know that Paul is not talking about just physical hearing.
我们知道保罗讲的这个听不是肉耳的听见而已。
But physical hearing that is aided by a direct communication from God.
这个肉耳的听见，而且更有神的直接的帮助，直接的说话。
Christ must speak directly if faith is to be created.
如果要有信心的话，基督必须直接向人心说话。
So you must also hear the living word as well as the written word.
不仅要听到经上所记的话，也要听到那活泼的神的道，就是基督的话。
Let me show you how important this is in the life of a sinner.
让我向你显明，对一个罪人的生命而言，这是何等重要。
Turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 请
翻到哥林多后书第四章啊。
Chapter 4 verses 3.
第三节。
Through 6.
三到六节。
This is a crucial, crucial text.
这是一段非常关键、关键的经文啊。
And gives us great understanding of what is necessary for someone to be saved.
让我们可以看到一个人要得救需要什么。
Paul begins in verse 3 talking about the gospel being veiled.
第三节啊，他讲到福音被蒙蔽。
Who's it veiled to?
向谁蒙蔽啊？
Those who are perishing.
蒙蔽在灭亡人身上，对不对？
What does he mean by this word veil?
蒙蔽什么意思啊？
Well, a veil was a heavy, heavy curtain, thick curtain.
这个蒙蔽其实就是一个幔子，很厚的一个幔子啊。
It's like a thick curtain has been thrown over their minds.
就像在一个人的理性上有一个很厚的幔子遮盖他，蒙蔽他。
And it keeps the gospel from being seen.
所以使福音进不去，使他看不到福音了。
They can hear the gospel preached to them, but they don't understand it. No reality.
听到福音传讲给他们听，但是他们不明白，他们经历不到那个福音的实际。
But in verse 4, he tells us there's another problem.
第四节他又告诉我们他另一层的问题啊。
And this problem is supernatural, spiritual.
这个是超自然的灵性的问题啊。
He says their minds, the God of this age, has blinded who do not believe.
此等不信之人呢，被这个世界的神弄瞎了心眼，就是理性啊。
This means a demonic power.
这意味着一个撒旦的权势。
Satan and one of his demonic powers deceives those who are in their unbelief.
撒旦就欺骗了或是蒙蔽了那些不信的人的心。
Now let me explain something to you.
让我跟你解释一件事啊。
I don't mean to scare you.
我不是要吓唬你啊。
But I do want you to understand the reality.
但我需要你明白这个事实。
Of a person who's not a Christian.
一个不信主的人的他的实际的情况要你明白。
First,
首先
Paul says that they don't believe themselves.
他们自己不相信啊，对不对？
They don't believe because they don't want to believe.
因为他们不愿意相信。
That's why we call them, quote, unbelievers.
所以我们称他为不信的人，对不对？
But then there's a second problem.
但是他们还有第二层的问题。
A demonic spirit is involved with them,
一个邪灵也在他们身上动工
keeping them deceived so they won't believe.
使他们不断地被蒙蔽，以致他们不能信。
Now listen,
注意听吧。
I'm not saying every non-Christian is demon possessed.
我不是说每一个不信主人都被撒旦附体，不是这个意思。
But I am saying every non-Christian,
但我说的乃是每个不信的人
has a demonic power,
都有黑暗的权势，撒旦的阴影
that is working in their lives,
在他们生命中正在运行
And that spirit is working full time.
那个邪灵是全职的。
In fact, he's working right now.
此时此刻他也这里在。
You're not a Christian, listen to me.
如果你不是基督徒，注意听了。
You're not just hearing our voice.
你不仅是在听我们的声音。
This demonic spirit is preaching to you also.
此时这个邪灵也正在向你传道呢。
It is lying to your mind.
他在向你的理性说谎。
Why you should not accept what we are saying?
他在告诉你为什么你不要接受我们所传讲的道。
And his lies are as many as there are people here tonight.
他的谎言就像今天这里的人那么多，那么多的谎言。
Yeah, they're speaking the truth, but you don't want to do that right now.
没错，他们讲的是真理，但是你今晚不能接受。
Or you know.
或者他说
you prayed to ask Jesus come into your heart when you were a child.
你小的时候已经邀请耶稣进到你心里了，你是基督徒嘞。
Or
或者他说
you're a good person.
你是个好人呢，你是善良。
God won't send you to hell.
神不会让好人下地狱的，他蛮有慈爱。
And even more fanciful and creative arguments can he come up than I can come up with.
他给你的理由谎言多过我给你的。远远超过我。
It's dangerous what's going on right here, right now.
此时此刻，甚至有些危险的事正在进行当中。
There is a battle for your soul.
这是你灵魂正在征战。
If we could save you, we would.
如果我们能拯救你，我们会的。
But we can't.
但我们办不到。
And there is an enemy that's working to preserve, keep you.
有一个仇敌正在工作，要把你保守你做他的俘虏。
To keep you blinded so you don't see how beautiful Christ is.
要继续蒙蔽你的心眼，好叫你看不到基督的荣美。
And if you leave here tonight,
如果你今晚离开这儿。
And you're still lost in your sins.
你仍然失落在你的罪中的话。
It means you believed the devil.
这就意味着你相信了魔鬼撒旦的谎言了。
And you doubted the gospel,
怀疑了
message,
我们所传的福音的信息。
It's how serious this is.
这就是何等严肃，生死有关。
And Paul said that's just not true about Brother Larry and Brother Michael.
他讲
and their preaching
不仅是我们两个人的讲道而已。
It was true about Paul's preaching, he said.
甚至保罗的讲道也是。
Look at verse 5.
看第五节。
We don't preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传耶稣基督为主。
I'm preaching Jesus.
我们传的是耶稣基督。
And they hear me, and they don't believe either.
他们听我讲的，也不信我所传的。
You got to understand, not everybody that listened to the Apostle Paul was converted.
你要明白，不是每一个听保罗讲道的人都归信主了。
The majority were not converted.
大多数的没有听信。
What's the hope?
那我们的指望是什么呢？
If they don't want to believe,
如果他们不愿意相信，
and there's a demonic power keeping them deceived,
而且还有一个撒旦的权势使他们不能相信，
how in the world could they ever hope to be saved?
他们究竟怎么样才能够得救呢？
Verse 6.
好，第六节啊。第六节，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
That's creation language.
哎，这是创造的言语，创造。
He's going back to Genesis 1.
他又回到了创世纪第一章。
When God said,
当神说
，Let there be light.
要有光。
And there was light.
就有光了。
And he's saying,
他在说
the same power that created this world,
那个创造这个世界的同样的那个大能
is directed to the sinner's heart.
此时正在罪人心中运行。
God speaks,
神向他们的心灵说话
and says, let there be light.
要有光。
And immediately,
立刻
the light of the knowledge of God's glory in Christ, you see.
神的荣耀的光显在耶稣基督身上，那个光就看见了，就照亮了。
The reality of how good Jesus is.
他们就看到了，哎呀，基督是何等的良善的实际了。
Comes to them.
他们就经历到这个实际。
And they believe it.
他们就信了。
Automatically.
自动的就信了。
Why?
为什么？
Because they see Jesus for who He really is.
因为他们看到。 耶稣原来是这样的美好。
Veil's removed.
那个幔子就挪去了。
This is what we need to see happen in our families.
我们需要在我们家中所看到，在我们的朋友身上看见。
Let us labor both in prayer.
我们要在祷告上。
And in gospel witness, believing.
传福音上要尽心竭力相信，我们要努力劳苦相信。
That he's still omnipotent.
他仍然是无所不能的。
And just a word from him to them will create faith.
他向罪人说一句话就可以使他们有信心相信。
But once again,
再一次啊,
this is not only true for the non-Christian, it's true for the Christian.
这不仅对不信主的人如此是如此，对信主的人也是如此。
Turn your Bibles to the Epistle to the Ephesians.
看看以弗所书
Chapter 1.
第一章
Let's look at verses 15 through 19.
我看15到19节
This is one of the two prayers of the Apostle Paul for the Ephesians.
这是保罗对以弗所人的两个祷告的其中之一。
He says in verse 15 that he heard about their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
因此我听见你们信从主耶稣基督，我听说你们的信心了。
And then he says in verse 16,
然后16节他说呢,
that he did not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers.
就不住地感谢神，祷告的时候呢，常提到你们。
Now what does he pray specifically for?
他为他们到底祷告求什么事儿呢？
That the God of the Lord Jesus Christ,
求我们主耶稣基督的神,
the Father of glory,
荣耀的父,
may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, Jesus.
将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他。
And that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened,
并且照明你们心中的眼睛。
Now let's stop right there.
好，我们停一停啊。
Paul is praying for people who are already believers.
保罗是在为那些已经信了的人祷告哦。
He's praying for you.
他在为你祷告。
Anyone who would read that letter.
任何人读这封书信。他在为他们祷告。
Now he didn't know you.
他还不认得你。
But God who inspired him knew you.
但默示圣经的神认识你。
And God is saying,
神在说,
through his apostle,
借着他的使徒告诉你,
here's what you need.
你需要的是什么呢?
You need me, God.
你需要我,就是神,
to give you wisdom and revelation.
赐给你智慧和启示的灵。
In the knowing of Jesus.
好叫你能够认识耶稣。
Now we today are fearful of this word revelation.
我们今天啊，不敢用这个词啊，启示这个词。
We don't like it because the charismatics have captured the word.
因为灵恩派已经滥用、误用这个词。
And they tell us they're getting new revelations.
他们告诉我们，我们得到新的启示哦。
That are equal to scripture.
跟圣经等量齐观的哦。
And as authoritative as scripture.
而且跟圣经同样有分量、有权柄哦。
What do we normally do?
所以我们一般情况下我们怎么样?
We go 180 degrees the opposite way.
我们又矫枉过正了，又完全。不用。
And we say, well, God doesn't reveal anything new today.
今天神不再给我们新的启示了，没有新鲜的东西了。
Listen,
好，注意听了。
This has nothing to do about new revelation.
这个跟新启示毫不相干。新的启示。
This has to do about revealing what's already been revealed.
这个是更显明他已经启示的真理。
The revelation of Christ.
就是对基督的启示
you,
对你的启示对我的启示
And that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened.
好叫你们心中的眼睛可以照明被照明
Why?
为什么
You have already been enlightened.
因为你已经蒙光照了
We've already proven you would never be a Christian without God enlightening you.
我们已经证明了如果不是神光照你你不可能信他的
But there's more.
但是除了这个光照，还有更深一层的光照。
There's more than just the new birth.
不仅是重生的。
And sins forgiven.
罪得赦免而已。
Here's why he wants you.
这是他要你。
to experience God's direct communication to you.
他要你经历到神对你的直接的交通相交。
So that you may know what is the hope of His calling.
使你知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
What are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints?
他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And what is the exceeding greatness of His power?
并且知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
For us who believe,
像我们这些信的人，信的人
，according to the working of His mighty,
就是照着他基督身上所运行的大能大力。弟兄姊妹
，sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，there's so much more of Jesus's power to experience.
耶稣的能力，我们可以更深、更深的经历，远远超过我们所经历的。
And Paul realizes we need God to intervene.
保罗知道我们需要神来介入。
And directly deal with us, giving us understanding.
直接的在我们心中动工，使我们有悟性，能够认识他。
Because faith comes by hearing.
因为信道是从听道而来，听道是从。
Personally from God.
是个人听见他向我们心里说话。
Now watch this.
我们心中眼睛，注意听啊。
You cannot believe what God has not said.
你不可能信神没有说过的话。
If God has not said it,
如果神没有说,
not only do you not have to believe it,
不但不用相信他,
you can't believe it,
而且你不能相信他。
Faith comes,
信道是从,
when God speaks,
当神说话的时候你才能信。
Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11,
再回到希伯来书第十一章, 然后把它总结起来。
In Hebrews 11,
希伯来书十一章,
we see this thing
我们看到,
completely unfolded before us.
在我们眼前完全的展开。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
In verse 7 it says, we looked at this afternoon.
第七节说，我们下午已经看了。
Noah,
挪亚,
did something.
他做了一件事。
He built an ark.
他造了一只方舟。
Why?
为什么?
Because God spoke to him.
因为神向他说话。
Warned him.
神警戒他了。
And that created faith.
这个就在他心里头启发了信心。
How do you know it created faith?
怎么知道启发了信心呢?
Because Noah built an ark.
因为挪亚就预备了一只方舟。
Faith acts.
信心是有行动的。
Faith is always an action.
信心总是一个实际的行动。
Faith without works is?
信心没有行为就是什么? 死的。
Dead.
死的。
Faith always produces corresponding works.
信心一定会导致相应的行动。
And where does faith come from?
那信心从何而来?
God revealing something to you.
因为神向你启示了，或是显明了一些什么。
What is it that he reveals?
他向你显明了什么?
His will about a given matter.
他对某一件事的旨意，他向你显明了。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
He went to a place he didn't know. Why?
他到了一个他不知道要去的什么地方。为什么?
Because he was called, it says.
这就说因为他蒙召。
God called. God spoke.
神向他说话，神呼召他去。
And faith was created and he obeyed.
所以他心里就有了信心，他就顺服了，他就去了。
Look at verse 11.
再看十一节。
Let's get some of you women on this.
好，姊妹们啊。
Sarah.
撒拉。
Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age.
因着信撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因为她以为呢应许她是可信的。
Where did she get the faith to do that?
她的信心是从何而来的呢？
She didn't have it when she was a young woman.
当她是个年轻小姑娘的时候，她没有这样的信心。
Why did she get it at the age of 90?
为什么九十岁她才有这样的信心？
Finish the verse.
继续读完。
Because she judged him faithful who had promised.
因为她以为那应许她的是可信的。
God spoke to her.
神向她应许了，神向她说话。
Now, first she laughed. I'll give you that.
起初她一笑置之，我的确。
But God rebuked her for it.
但神责备她，对不对？ 你笑什么笑？
And she submitted,
她就顺服了。
And she believed,
她就信了神的话，神的应许。
Let me give you some personal testimonies here that may be helpful.
此刻呢，我要分享一些我个人的见证，也许会有些帮助。
It was 1990. And my oldest son was about 5 years of age.
我大儿子那个时候大概五岁。
I'll never forget the Sunday afternoon when this ordeal began.
我永远忘不了那个礼拜天下午这个危机发生的时刻。
One of his knees began to be very painful.
我大儿子的其中一个膝盖呢疼痛。
Got to hurting him so badly that he couldn't walk on it.
痛到一个地步呢，他不能走路了。
I remember having to carry him to the car.
我记得我必须把他抱到车上。
It just came upon him suddenly.
突然之间就痛了。
That night, his temperature, his fever,
那天晚上他的
rose dangerously high.
就高到一个危险的地步了，体温。
I remember Karen and I spending the whole night by his bedside.
我记得我们夫妻两个整个晚上在他病床旁边为他祷告。
The next day we got him to the doctor.
第二天我们去带他看医生。
Now it wasn't just his knee, but one of his elbows was having the same kind of pain.
现在不仅是他的膝盖，他其中一个这个肘子也一样的痛得半死。
The doctor examined him and says, well,
医生就检查他，然后说
I think
我想
he has juvenile rheumatoid arthritis.
他有年轻人的叫风湿病是吧？
Now, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
这个病是很长的名字，我不知道讲什么。
You know what arthritis is?
Yeah.
No?
风痛，是不是那个风湿是吧？ Arthritis, 类风湿。
Now, do you understand?
明白啊。没犯错。
I hope you never have to understand what arthritis.
盼望你不明白什么叫风湿。
Usually older people get it.
通常老头老奶奶会风湿。
And their joints will start hurting severely.
他们的关节就会疼痛了。
And they lose mobility.
就动起来就不方便了。
Sometimes you'll see the knuckles swell.
手指就会扭曲了。
Well, children can get this too.
有些小孩也会有类风。
It's a autoimmune disease. I don't know if that's necessary to say, but the body begins to attack itself.
就身体自己会攻击自己。
It's terrible. Because
因为
you never recover from it.
因为你永远不会再恢复了。
It shortens your life, actually.
你的生命就会对小孩而言就会短寿早死。
We live 2 hours from the city called Nashville, a very large city.
离一个大城市有两个钟头远。
And they consulted with doctors and he went through a series of tests.
他们就去找这个医生，他就给他做一些试验，身体检查。
And it was confirmed that he had.
就肯定他的确有小孩的类风湿病。
About a month later.
大概一个月之后啊。
I was sitting in church on Sunday morning.
我坐在教会里头礼拜天早上。
When I believe,
我相信的。
The voice of God spoke to my spirit, to my heart.
神的声音向我的心灵在说话。
Not an audible voice,
不是一个听得见的声音。
But just an overwhelming internal pressure.
这是一种里面的一种很沉重的一种感动啊。
With this thought,
我有这样子一个思想。
As I justified you by faith, I will heal your son by faith.
正如凭着信我使你称义，我要凭着信医治你的儿子。
At that precise moment,
在那一刻
I knew that I knew.
我知道，毫无疑问的知道
God was going to heal my son.
神一定会医治我的儿子。
With that word came faith.
神给了我他的话语，我就有信心。
I didn't hope God was going to heal him.
我根本起初没有指望神会医治他。
I didn't believe God just could heal him.
我也不相信神能够医治他，起初。
I knew that he had been healed.
我就知道他已经得医治了，实实在在的，我就知道。
Within 1 month,
一个月之后，医生们呢
released him.
就把他给释放了。
He had no longer juvenile rheumatoid arthritis.
他不再有青年的类风湿病了，没了。
Let me tell you the rest of the story.
让我继续讲完这个故事。
His doctor had a son.
他的
my son's age.
有个儿子跟我儿子一样大。
And every summer we would play baseball.
每个暑假我们会
Toronto Blue Jays baseball
玩那个棒球。
My son would compete against his son's team.
我儿子的队啊，跟他的儿子的队就竞赛。
And every time we would play against that team,
我们都会跟他对抗啊，两队就。
The physician would say to me,
医生就会对我说
，Mr. Durham, if I wasn't his doctor,
如果我不是他的医生
I wouldn't believe he had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis.
我绝不敢相信他曾经患过幼年的。
But I was his doctor, and I know he had it.
既然我是他的医生，我知道他曾经患过这个病。
It was a miracle.
这真是神迹啊！
He would say that to me every summer we played.
每个夏天我们一比赛，他就告诉我同样的话。
The rest of the story.
神迹，这其余的故事呢？
My son got to go to college on a baseball scholarship.
我的儿子因着打棒球，所以拿到奖学金，可以上大学。
With juvenile rheumatoid arthritis.
如果你有幼年的类风湿，你不可能打棒球的。
How did I know?
我怎么知道？
Because I had great faith.
因为我的信心大吗？
No.
不。
Don't you look at me and say that man is a man of prayer and faith.
别看着我说，哇，这个人大有信心，那祷告勇士哦，不不不。
For over a month, I had prayed and prayed and prayed.
一个月，我拼命祷告祷告。
Nothing happened.
一点答案都没有。
But that day,
但那天
when God spoke to me,
当神向我的心说话
faith was created.
我心里就有信心了。他在我里头创造了信心。
I'll give you one more story.
让我再给你一个故事。
In 1992, I was praying one afternoon.
1992年有天下午我在祷告。
It was a beautiful autumn day.
那是一个美好的秋天的日子。
And I was reading in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10.
我在读耶利米书第29章第10节。
And that verse is a prophetic word.
那一节经文是一个预言啊。
God prophesies that the Babylonian captivity would last 70 years.
神预言了。巴比伦被掳会有七十年之久。
And when I read that,
当我读了之后呢
immediately something in my heart said,
立刻在我的心里头啊就有话了。
As it was 70 years for Israel, it will be 7 years for you.
正如对以色列人有七十年对你有七年。
Now, you don't know what that means.
你不知道这意味着什么。
But I sure did.
我明白了，我马上明白。
You see, it had been 6 years since I had been genuinely converted.
自从我真正得救已经有六年之久，在那个时候。
And in these 6 years, I had sensed a call, a real call to preach.
在六年之中呢，我一直都感觉到神要呼召我去传道。
And it was like God was keeping me in captivity.
就像神把我放在捆绑中一样，让我被掳了。
I often refer to it as my captivity.
我往往称之为我个人的被掳的日子。
I wanted to preach so badly.
我迫切的想要去传道。
Just didn't seem like God was opening any of the doors.
但是神似乎一直没有开门。
But when he said that to me, I knew immediately and believed.
但是当他向我说话的时候，我就立刻相信了，接受了。
By the end of 1993, a year later.
在1993年年底之前，一年之后。
I would be somewhere pastoring full time.
我就在一个地方全时间的做牧者。
My wife was gone when this happened, and when she got back, I couldn't wait to tell her.
我的妻子的时候不在，后来当她回来的时候，我忍不住要赶快告诉她消息。甜心啊。
Before 1993 is over, we're going to be pastoring full time.
1993年没有完之前，我们要在一个地方全时间牧会。
In the summer of 1993,
在1993年的夏天呢
Oak Grove Baptist Church and its pastor
和他的牧者
at a parting of the ways, he left.
离开了，他的牧者离开那个教会了。
Three times,
三次
people on the pulpit search committee
那寻找牧师的委员会呢
asked me if I would consider pastoring that church.
请求我去牧养那个教会。
Now friends,
朋友们
I knew God had spoken to me.
我知道神已经向我说话。
But this couldn't be it.
但这个不可能吧，这个教会。
Because this was a terrible church.
因为这是一个很糟糕的教会。
They fought and they feuded.
他们打仗打。
Someone told me
that 内战多年。
In a business meeting before we came,
有人在一个会议里头告诉我。
Two deacons got in a fight right in front of the church.
两个执事在教会众人面前干起仗来了。
Three times they asked me, three times I said no.
三次他们邀请我，我三次都拒绝了 ，no。
But God began to deal with me.
但神就开始在我心里动工。
And told me this is where He wanted me to be.
告诉我，他要我去哪儿。
And when I submitted,
当我顺服了
，they arranged a meeting on November the 21st for me to come.
他们就安排了11月21号
and candidate
一个聚会
for the position of pastor.
然后就成为一个候选人，做牧者的候选人。
That's where you preach a message, and then they vote on you whether or not they want you to be.
就是你要在他们当中讲一篇道，然后他们就投票要不要你做他们的牧者。
When I got there that morning on the 21st,
当21号那天早上我到达的时候呢
，Two members of the pulpit committee came to me with worried and anxious looks.
两个他们寻找牧者的委员会啊，两个会员就来找我，脸上带着愁容。
They told me, Brother Michael,
他们说 ，There's Michael 弟兄啊
，No way you can get voted in today.
今天他们不可能选你的。
One of the men in the church has been campaigning against you.
因为其中有一个人啊，在抵挡你。
And he's got enough votes to block you being called.
他已经拿了。够数的选票把你给挡出去。
Now, friends, this is what I told those two men.
朋友，我告诉那两个人怎么说呢
？Brethren,
弟兄们
，God has called me here.
神呼召我来这里。
It doesn't matter what anybody tells you.
任何人说什么话无所谓。
God can call those people to have a stomach ache and they can't come to church.
神可以使那些人肚子痛，他们就来不了教会投票。
Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's what I told them.
你要站立的稳，且看神的作为。这是我告诉他们的。
How could I say that and be so sure?
我怎么敢说这样的话，而且那么肯定呢？
Because I knew what the will of God was concerning that matter.
知道那件事上神的旨意如何。
He showed me.
因为他已经指示我了。
And I had faith because he showed me.
我信，因为他已经先指示我了。
Not because I'm some great prophet.
不是因为我是什么了不起的什么先知，我不是。
Well, I can't tell you all of the events. Let me tell you this.
我不能把详情告诉你，让我告诉你结论了。
God made that man repent that afternoon.
那天下午，神使那个抵挡我的人悔改。
And he called everybody.
他就跟每个人打电话。
And convinced them that he was wrong and that they should vote for me.
而且告诉他们他错了，他们应该投我一票。
And when I resigned from Oak Grove Baptist Church this past January,
一月份，当我从那里退出来的时候
I had served the pastor for 23 years.
我在那个教会牧养了23年之久。
But now, here's the icing on the cake.
好，这就是最后的高潮。
When we moved in,
当我们
to the church,
当我们
1993,
1993年，当我们搬到那个教会的时候
it was almost 7 years to the day since I'd been saved.
这是自从我得救之后的几乎七年了。
I was saved on December 1st, 1986.
我1986年12月。
Our first week was the first week of December 1993.
就在那天啊，很准，很准。
Now let me warn you.
让我警戒。
I'm not here.
我
to try to get you to hear things.
我不是在这儿叫你听见那不切实际的声音啊，不真实的东西。
I'm just here to tell you.
我在这告诉你
that God is real.
神是实实在在的
And He's not grown silent.
他还没有沉默呢
He knows how to communicate.
他知道如何向你说话
You may be here and you're not a Christian.
也许你在这儿，你还不是基督徒。
You may say to me,
也许对我说
"It sounds to me that I don't bear much responsibility."
那听起来我好像没有责任一样。
I can't exercise faith unless He gives it.
除非他赐给我信心，我没法运用信心。
May I say as politely as I possibly can?
让我尽量的客气的对你说， 礼貌地说
How dare you? How dare you say something like that to your God?
竟敢对你神说这样的话，你怎么敢呢你？我很客气啊。
That only reveals the evilness of your heart.
这只显明了你心中的邪恶。
That you would sit here tonight in rebellion against him.
你坐在这儿，你在反叛他。
And blame him for your rebellion.
你在因着你的反叛，你还怪他呢？
Do you see the audacity, the
你看到你的
boldness in your sin?
斗胆，你的犯罪的斗胆没有？
As I said earlier,
正如我起初说的，
God calls upon you to repent tonight.
神吩咐你今天要悔改，
and believe.
要相信他。
By virtue of who he is, you ought to believe.
因着他的尊贵，你应该信靠他。
You've sat here through all of these sessions.
你听了那么多道，坐在这下面。
Evidently, you believe that we're telling the truth.
很明显，你相信我们讲的都是真的。
Why would you stay? Why would you stay here? Keep listening.
要不然你不信的话，你为什么会待在这儿，对不对？
I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to talk about him, but I'll tell you about me.
让我告诉你，我讲的不是他，讲的是我自己啊。
I've lied before. I've lied.
我曾经撒过谎。
But God's never lied.
但神从不撒谎。
Never.
从不撒谎。
He can't.
他不能撒谎。
And you're sitting there and saying,
你坐在那儿，你说。
Well, I can't trust him.
我不能信靠他。
So therefore, I'm not responsible.
那我就没责任了。
That's that demonic spirit working on you.
这就是那个邪灵正在你心中运行。
That's his lie.
这是撒旦的谎言。
Don't fall for it.
千万不要轻信。
Fall for it.
千万不要轻信。
Get on your face, get on your face.
扑倒下来，跪在他面前。
Cry out to God.
向神呼求。
I'm a sinner.
我是个罪人。
I deserve your justice and your hell.
我配的是你的公义的审判。
That I would sit here tonight.
我今天能够坐在这儿。
And accuse you of injustice.
我竟敢控告你不公平。
Have mercy on me.
主啊，怜悯我。怜悯我。
I don't deserve your forgiveness, but please have mercy.
我不配得到你的赦免，但求你可怜我，赦免我。
I believe God is so good.
我相信神是如此的良善。
That he would be merciful to you.
他会可怜你的，怜悯你的。
Have you even asked him to give you a clear understanding of himself.
你曾否恳求神让你对他有清楚的认识呢？
Have you?
曾经求过这样的事吗？
Have you got before him and said, Lord,
曾经你来到他面前对他说，
Open the eyes of my understanding.
主啊，求你打开我心灵的眼睛，
That I too can see how beautiful Jesus is.
好叫我可以看到基督的荣美。
And I'll fall in love when I see it.
当我看见他，我会爱上你。
You haven't even done that.
你还没这么做。
And you're accusing him?
你就反过来控告他。
Do you see the utter madness?
你看到人是何等的不可理喻吗？
The devil's argument?
魔鬼撒旦的谎言是何等的？
Reject it, please, reject it.
不可理喻，请你弃绝他的谎言。
It's a lie.
这是谎言。
It's deception.
这是骗人的。
And it will damn you.
会叫你下地狱的。
God is good.
神是良善的。
And he desires to show forth his goodness.
他愿意把他的美好向你彰显出来。
In the salvation of sinners.
借着拯救罪人的。
Come!
来吧。
Be saved!
得救吧。
Cry out!
向神呼求。
Believe!
信靠他。
Well, I don't feel it.
那我没感觉啊。
I don't feel faith.
我没有信心的感觉。
Who said anything about feeling?
圣经哪里讲到感觉了？
I simply ask you what God says to do.
我只不过吩咐你神要你做的事。
Take him at his word.
你要抓住他的话。
He who cannot lie.
那是不能撒谎的神呐。
And even if you don't feel a thing,
就算你一点感觉都没有。
Look, cry out to him.
你向他呼求。
Lord,
主啊。
I believe.
我信。
Help my unbelief.
帮助我的小信，克服我的小信。
Start acting as you believe.
采取行动，就像你心相信一样。
Because faith,
因为信心
acts
会有行动的。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
祷告。
Father,
父啊。
Glorify your son.
荣耀你的儿子。
Amen.